This is Power Talk 1040 KPPF. Welcome to the show. Every Saturday at this time, we bring you the Cerebral Edge with me, Coach Chris. It's a show that aims to give you the edge to be 1% better every day. Add it all up 365 days a year, and you're well on your way to a better version of yourself. Now, I have a good friend of mine, Kristen Gordley, back on, the women's coach.
Hello,
welcome
Chris.
Back.
Thank you. Good to be here again.
Yeah, thanks for coming back on. We had a lot of stuff that we wanted to dive into last time that we didn't really weren't able to get into. So for this part two, we're going to get into a lot more mistakes and a lot more tips for our listeners, right?
Yes, sounds great.
Excellent. So what have you been up to, Kristen? How's your clientele been? How is things going?
It's going well. I will say that a lot of us are seeing summer coming, and sometimes that can stir up some things of, oh, goodness, the first day at the pool, or trying on those shorts from last year, and maybe they're a little snug. And so some of my clients are contending with some of those things, so kind of walking them through some of that. But yes, we're doing great.
Summer's coming up, man. Everybody
yes.
wants to get that beach body.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, when that sweater comes off after winter, you're like, oh.
Right.
Oh, maybe I need to take care of some of this, huh?
Right. Yeah. And I think it sneaks up on us. It's one of those kind of subconscious things where we're thinking, oh, it's coming, summer, or mm-hmm. maybe we're not quite where we want to be. And then there's sort of that trigger that happens, whether that's like preparing for the opening of the pool next week, or, you know, like for me the other day, it was my son's last soccer game, and I'm pulling out shorts and I'm looking at, okay, what are my options here? You know, so it's those things that people run into. And so it's kind of like then it comes to the forefront of our mind that, well, maybe I'm not quite where I wanted to be. And then mm-hmm. what do I do about that? And then that's the question we have to start answering. What do we do with that thought? So,
right.
Yeah.
Because during those winter months, you can put a sweater on and go, oh, I don't look too bad.
Right.
Right. And then all of a sudden that comes off and you go, uh-oh.
Right, we're in our sweats and leggings a lot more, and so there's a space for that, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a space for that too, but yeah, it starts to change a little bit season mm-hmm. to season.
Absolutely. So what are some mistakes and tips that people fall into during that season? They're like, I've got to lose this weight right now.
Yes, and I think that's the first thought that comes to their brain once they allow it there. Oh my goodness, I need to do something quick. And so mm-hmm. what that can lead people to is kind of the rapid weight loss idea of, mm-hmm. okay, I've got to get this done quickly. And so then they start looking for those quicker fixes. So some of those things are, one thing is keto. That's a popular thing mm-hmm. With women, or low carb is, you know, if I cut out carbs, then that will help me drop weight quickly. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, sometimes that can happen with the scale in the first 2 weeks or so because of water weight fluctuation. So mm-hmm. that sort of perpetuates that idea like, oh, I will get this quick result. But what they don't realize is that that is water weight. And so then that can easily come back on just mm-hmm. like it came off quickly and create some of the frustration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing when people go, I need to lose weight. So then they put on their, you know, 10-gallon, you know, plastic suit and
yes.
go in the sauna. And they're like, I lost 20 pounds. And I'm going, it's all water weight.
Right.
None of that
right.
came from fat. Yeah.
Yes, that is so true. Mm-hmm. But as we feel like we're doing something, it feels like, okay, I'm taking action right now. I'm doing something that will show me a result right away.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And when it comes to diet change, right, and especially with things like keto, it's like, okay, if that's something you can stick to long term and you can make that your lifestyle, knock yourself out, right?
Right.
But most people don't look at it that way. They go, I'm going to do it for X amount of time and lose all this weight. But next thing you know they're getting like things like what they call the keto flu. They're getting lightheaded. They're
right.
getting all these things because they don't really dive into it and go, well, how do I do this healthy, right? How
right.
do I do the keto? Because
right.
there is a healthy way to do a keto diet.
Yes.
And it can
yes.
be very effective for some people. But that's not everybody, right?
That's right. And there's a term, nutritional keto, which is, you know, definitely got the healthier fats and the protein. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the struggle is with most of it, if you can stay with it, like you just said. And what tends to happen is that that carb amount is so low that even fruits and vegetables can take you over that. So people are really cutting out some nutrients. And so unless they're kind of looking at the right amount of carbs, there are ways to do more moderate carb, which is what I teach my clients, where we're still having those right carbs in our diet so that we're getting our nutrients and we're having our energy, because it can be such an energy killer when you're on keto long term and you find you can't exercise and things. And then you also can't stay with it for at least most of my clients cannot. And, you know, eventually you want a piece of cake or something at a barbecue over the summer, ice cream or something. And then that can kind of set you off into the old pattern of eating. And then because you've, you know, now you're craving those things again.
I mean, especially when summertime comes around, that ice cream wagon comes around, man.
Right.
You're like, oh, maybe I'll have a little bomb pop or something, right?
Right, and to have to say no every single time to all of those things, you know, some people can do it, but it's very few.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because I know if I have a pint of Ben and Jerry's around the house, that thing's going to be gone by by midnight for sure.
Right. Just knowing it's there.
Yeah, just knowing it's there, and you know, it comes around, you know, 11 o'clock, there might be a movie coming on, it's like, I know it's in there, right? So that can be a trigger for a lot of people, right?
Right, for sure. For sure.
So mistake number one, what you would say, is trying to lose the weight too quick, right?
Right.
And going on a crash diet.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And that can look like something like that, like cutting out something like a big food group, and then it can also be really restricting your eating to where you're not eating enough, and you might see some result right away, but then your body starts to slow that down, and then that creates frustration because, you know, somebody's restricting a lot, they're hungry all the time, and then the scale isn't moving, and they don't know why. Well, it's because they're not eating enough. That can also be the other problem.
Yeah, and the scale can be a really frustrating thing when I'm dealing with my clients, because I'm like, don't look at that every day,
right?
Because you can,
especially not every day.
You can lose 5 pounds, right? Whether how much you've had to drink that day, or you know how much you've gone to the bathroom that day, all kinds of things. It's not just visceral fat that is judging you on.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
It's judging on all that water, all that stuff. So
if you had a salty meal the night before.
Oh man, your hands fill up like balloons, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so what would be your second mistake that people are going after?
One of the things that I see a lot, and this was, you know, a key part of my journey, because I did this. And by the way, I did all of these things, which is, so I'm kind of an expert on why diets don't work.
On what not to do?
Yes,
I am
on
too.
What not to do. Exactly. So I'm right there with everybody. But one of the things I did for years and years was research the new diet out there, or the new eating plan. And it may not even be called a diet, but it's somebody's book, or, you know, it's a new meal plan, or it's cutting this out or that out. So I would do a lot of, you know, Googling the next thing, you know, and downloading meal plans from somebody else, reading the diet book. And I would study it and take copious notes and have, you know, have my plan and the meal plan all printed out. And then I would find that after about 3 or 4 weeks, I just would stop doing it. I would, you know, it would be so restrictive to me, and it wasn't my way of eating. I was looking at somebody else's way of eating and trying to apply that to my life. Now, there may have been some good things in that, right, that I could have owned myself and said, yeah, that works for me, or that recipe works. But I often found that I was eating things I didn't really always even like, because it was their meal plan. And I was cutting out foods that, you know, I thought they told me to cut out. So then when I went off of it, you know, and I'm like back to my old way of eating right away. So I had no, you know, was not owning my way of eating, creating my own lifestyle. And so I think one of the important things is to realize that we have a lot of knowledge, and we can research healthy eating in a very simple way and apply those simple tactics to our lives, and then figure out, you know, how much do I need every day, you know, and there's ways to find out. How much protein do I need? How many carbs do I need? How much healthy fat? And then if I have a weight loss goal, you know, I can figure out what I need to eat to reach that goal and just eat less. And those are all tools that I can find out, you know, for mm-hmm. myself, and then create a way of eating that I can own and that becomes a lifestyle. So it's kind of a combination. Like when I work with my clients, I'm teaching them some of that stuff, like how to eat, you know, what macronutrients are, meaning, you know, carbs, fat, and protein, mm-hmm. how much of that. And let's look at, you know, your weight, your height, and all those things now. Mm-hmm. Let's figure out how much to back out of your calories for a time so that you can lose weight in a way that's kind to yourself and slow. And then let's figure out what foods you like. What do you like? And we create, you know, with them in mind, we're creating together a meal plan and, you know, recipes and things like that. So then over time, they're owning all of those tools. And then hopefully they don't need me someday and they can just keep doing it rather than me giving them, here's what you eat every day, here's how much you eat, mm-hmm. and them just doing that and not really taking ownership. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, you see a lot of that nowadays, especially on the internet, right?
Yes.
It's like, this is the meal plan for this person in this movie, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And even with the training plans, right?
Right.
What people understand is it's very individualized.
Yes.
Right. It's not going to work for you probably. Right. Mm-hmm. And like mm-hmm. you said, there's probably some good things in there, right, that you can take from
yes.
it. But if you follow that to a T, chances are you're going to fail because it's not tailored to you.
Right. Right. And we need to, in a long-term weight loss journey, begin to trust ourselves, meaning that, you know, I can stop when I need to stop. I can make choices and choose to have a dessert this night, but not that night. And so there's that trust in myself so that I know long-term I'm going to succeed. I'm not waiting for someone to tell me what to do every step of the way, where it's like, and it creates a sense of like, you know, gosh, I don't have it in me to control this area of my life. And what we want to do is, you know, believe that we have that ability. Mm-hmm. We have those strengths inside of us to be successful at this, just like we are with other areas of our lives. You mm-hmm. know, some people that struggle with weight, I mean, they're successful in their careers and their families and their relationships. So it's not that you're incapable of that success. You got to start to trust yourself in this food arena, just like you do other areas of your life.
Yeah. And that's what building confidence is all about, right? Is about
right.
making promises to yourself and keeping them.
Right.
And going, this is how I be successful in my way of eating, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you give yourself times where you can have the things that are quote unquote bad,
mm-hmm.
right? And then structure it so that way you can have that stuff, but you're still, you know, eating within your limits, right?
Right, right. Yeah, you get that flexibility. You get to choose how within that limit, you know, which is what you've kind of set up for yourself, how you're going to feel that day. You know, and if you can look forward to an evening out to dinner with friends when you know that you have some flexibility with how you do your day.
Mm-hmm.
So you may, you know, reserve something for that dessert for evening time. For that one time a week, you know, because mm-hmm. you have a flexible way of eating. And yeah, so.
Perfect. So we got two awesome mistakes there that you want to avoid in those pitfalls, right? So mistake one, which was trying to lose fat right away, going on a crash
yes.
diet.
Rapid weight loss.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
And then mistake two, which is trying to find a meal plan for somebody else off the internet, basically.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
not finding your own way of eating. Well, there's some great info today on The Cerebral Edge. I'm Coach Chris with my guest today, Kristen Gordley. Let's take a minute and pay some bills, and we'll be right back. This is Power Talk 1040 KPPF. We are back with my friend Kristen Gordley here, the women's coach, coaching on weight loss, fitness, and nutrition, helping her clients get back on track, especially when it comes to summertime, when we're all starting to take those sweaters off and going, ooh, something needs to change here. So, Kristen, what are some, we went over two mistakes that people make, right? So what are some things people can do to help themselves? What are some tips you can give listeners out there?
Yes. Well, one of the first tips I can give is actually tracking your food for a while, especially when you're in the weight loss season,
mm-hmm.
because it just teaches you so much. Sometimes you'll actually find that something you're eating maybe isn't as many calories as you thought it was, mm-hmm. which is good news. And then sometimes we find out that things we're eating are way more than we realized, and we're shocked. And so, you know, just that knowledge and kind of the honesty with ourselves. It's not about beating ourselves up. So there's a mindset piece around this, right? Like mm-hmm. my clients deal with, because this is one of the obstacles people can face is how do I actually do this in a way that keeps me in a good headspace? And so I really talk about learning, because if you just don't know what you're eating, then that creates frustration. So which do you want, you know? And mm-hmm. so the honesty with yourself brings it to light, and then you can do something with that. And so often it's, you know, once we've entered the food for the day, even just looking back and making little tweaks of learning from that, oh, where could I have, you know, just done one serving instead of two, and I still could have enjoyed the food I had, mm-hmm. you know, so, and then choosing the right kinds of things. And then am I getting enough protein? You know, we've talked about how huge that is for weight mm-hmm. loss. And so it's more about looking at it as, am I getting enough of these things, the mm-hmm. right things?
So you'd be surprised when you start tracking what you're eating, how hard it is to get enough protein in.
Yes.
And how much that will satiate your hunger, right? Mm-hmm. And then you won't be
Absolutely.
Going after a lot of other stuff.
Absolutely.
And that's one thing that I definitely have my clients begin to do, is to track, because then it kind of gives you an idea of what you're eating and how much you're eating, right? Because
right.
if you don't know, you don't know. You have no idea what's going in your mouth and how much is
right.
going in your mouth.
Right.
And a lot of times people are more surprised of how much things are, right?
Yes. Yes.
Especially when they go, well, I normally have like 3 pieces of pizza, right? And all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's 1,100 calories right there.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, I'm almost at my full caloric intake for the day.
Right, right.
And some people eat like that 3-4 times a day, right? So mm-hmm. I remember going to Wendy's with my kid one time. And it was when I first started tracking all my stuff. You know, I got the meal with the Frosty and all that, and I logged it, and I'm like, that is like more than my whole caloric intake for the whole day.
Right.
And some people eat there 3 times a day, and we wonder why we have an obesity epidemic,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Not to mention the way it messes with your hormones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Suppressing things like ghrelin or increasing things like ghrelin and hunger, so it makes you more hungry to eat that sort of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Our hunger hormones aren't telling our brain that we're full, that we're satisfied, that we are hungry. You know, those messages are getting mm-hmm. unclear. And then we've got insulin, another hormone that's so key. And a lot of those foods are so high in the simple carbohydrates that create insulin spiking. And so then we're craving more sugar or more of those, you know, mm-hmm. kinds of carbohydrates in an hour or two. So that cycle, we can't, mm-hmm. we struggle to get out of it.
Yeah. And that goes hand in hand with the diabetes epidemic that we have, right?
Right.
As type 2 diabetes, because those simple carbs are keeping our insulin elevated through the day, like
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, that's like a precursor to type 2 diabetes.
Absolutely.
Because then you're flooded with all this insulin, and then your muscles and everything are like, okay, I'm done with this. I'm going to be null and void to this for a while. And then all of a sudden you're type 2 diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, like if I didn't log that with a data tracker app to see what I was eating, I would have no idea mm-hmm. that was my full caloric intake for the day.
Right. Absolutely.
You know? So I think that's great. And there's awesome apps out there like MyFitnessPal.
Yes.
Is there any other ones that you use?
MyFitnessPal is the primary one and that I recommend. And I love it because it's so easy. And mm-hmm. I know there's some great ones out there, but you know, you can scan things in there with a barcode, you know, on the label mm-hmm. of the food you're eating, and then it saves your meals and saves your foods and things. So just once you get over the first 2 weeks or so of getting your food in there and kind of getting used to logging it, it's just really easy and a time saver. They've made it as easy as ever right
yeah,
now.
I mean, you can just scan the wrapper of whatever
mm-hmm.
you're eating and
yep.
it goes right in there.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you can download recipes that maybe you use online, and it puts it right in there and gives you all the calorie content and nutrient content. I can type in meals for my clients, and then they can, you know, quickly add it to their day. So it's easy for everybody.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that was tip number one, which is, make sure you're logging your food using a data tracker app when you first start out trying on your weight loss journey. And what's another tip that you have for your clients that you give, Kristen?
Well, one of the things that we do and a lot of people do really well with that I work with is doing smaller meals. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing about that is you always get to look forward to eating something. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not depriving yourself, so you know your body can kind of relax and say, "Oh, I get to eat soon again." You know, and then when we eat the right things together, we focus on high protein and you know the healthy fats and the healthy carbs together, we really are satisfied and mm-hmm. and full and. And that is great because like we talked about with, you know, the hunger hormones earlier, this kind of eating sort of stabilizes those. And so you just get into a pattern, you feel good, you're not hangry, you're not, right. you know, dealing with like blood sugar issues. So that, and it helps us with entering our food information in the app as well. And it helps us with knowing how much we're eating because we kind of get in routines of these smaller meals that we're eating. And then, you know, I think just it helps you plan. Like you can, when you get in that pattern, it helps you plan for a bigger meal if you are going to have one. And then you, mm-hmm. you still do the same approach, but you can cut back a little bit during the day. So it gives a lot of flexibility.
Yeah. I mean, the healthy fats and carbs, I love it, especially prior to workouts, right?
Right.
So prior to workout, I'll try to have, you know, 10 grams of a good fat and about 30, 40 grams of a good carbohydrate, right? Because people don't understand that that fat helps slow that digestion of the carbohydrates down so you don't get that insulin spike. And it just makes you feel really good through your workout. It makes you feel like you have a lot more fuel in your body and you have a lot more go juice when you're in the gym, right?
Right, right. It helps with energy.
Mm-hmm.
Those carbs are so helpful working out and then, you know, for our brain function and mm-hmm. concentration at other times of the day. So, yes, I love that. Mm-hmm. We need to keep up our energy. So,
yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think timing your carb intake through by your workouts, like an hour beforehand, right? And then right after, perfect time to get your carbohydrates in, right? And then you can be a little bit more flexible with your carbohydrates, right? Especially afterwards, because your receptors are ready to take in whatever you got. So you could essentially even have like a little cheat right after your workout mm-hmm. because your insulin receptors are ready to take in that sugar.
Yes.
So that's some tips I definitely love to give my people that I have workout with me is that, okay, if you're going to slip up, mm-hmm. you're going to want to slip up and have that piece of cake probably right after you're done working out.
It's a good time right? to do it.
Which is, people hear that and go, what? right?
Seems
that sounds so counterintuitive, right?
Yeah.
But it's carbohydrates. It's refueling your body. Like, don't go crazy with it, of course, right? But,
yeah.
you know, you can have like a little, you know, junk right after workout and have it not affect you as much as if you've been sitting all day.
Yeah. Best time to do it. Timing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you had mentioned about smaller meals. So what would be some smaller meals that you give your clients?
Yeah, and we have so many ideas. A few that we really like that most people do really well with, one is a smoothie, and I don't mean like a boring, you know, tasteless smoothie. But we make them really good. And so we do like some fruit, some protein powder, some type of a green, because then we can get our veggies mm-hmm. in. So I like romaine lettuce because it has a mild flavor.
Perfect.
And then we do some kind of a healthy fat. Like often it's a nut butter of some sort, almond butter, sunflower seed butter, or peanut butter. And it just makes it super satisfying. And I also
right.
add chia seeds to those because then it makes it a little more frothy of a smoothie and it lasts quite a while through the day. So that's a great one, that people really like. And then we get creative with rice cakes. We do like, you know, nut butter on a rice cake with some fruit on top of that even. You know, there's different flavors of rice cakes you can buy, and they kind of get a bad name for themselves. But, you know, they've got a crunch to them. They help with that craving for something crunchy, and we can get super creative, do like a chocolate one with some peanut butter on it. And so we do things like that and then maybe add a little bit of protein to it. Like some chicken or deli meat or something like that along with that meal. And then I'm spending time helping people figure out what they like. So then we mm-hmm. can create a small meal around that. So some of it is me giving ideas and some of it is what are your go-to things you would normally eat? And let's just tweak those a little bit so you still kind of have something you enjoy.
Perfect. So let's recap here real quick, right? So we have two mistakes that we gave you today, right? One mistake. Mm-hmm. is don't go on the crash diets.
Yes.
Right?
Quick weight loss doesn't work.
Yeah. Try not to go into the sauna with a 10-gallon suit mm-hmm. on and try to sweat a bunch of that water weight off, because you're not doing yourself any favors. It's not getting rid of any fat.
Mm-hmm.
Mistake two is don't go off of somebody else's meal plan.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Find your own way to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then our two tips were, right, track your food.
Right.
Just try it for a couple weeks, right? You don't have to do it forever.
Absolutely. Right? It's a great learning tool.
Just use it as a learning tool. Tip two, smaller meals through the day, right?
Right.
With some protein, a good carbohydrate, and some healthy fats.
Right.
Possibly a smoothie in there, right?
Yeah.
And how do people get a hold of you, Kristen?
Yes. So my business name is Steps Toward Health. My name is Kristen Gordley. My website is just stepstowardhealth.com. My business phone number is 719-476-0799. And then they can find me on Instagram as well under Steps Toward Health or Facebook. I have a Facebook page.
Perfect. All the Instagrams and the Facebooks out there. I love it.
Yeah.
And anytime you can reach me at CerebralEdgePerformance.com. If you have any questions that you want answered on this radio show, just email me at CerebralEdge1@gmail.com. I'm so glad that you joined me today here on the Cerebral Edge. Join me next Saturday at noon right here on Power Talk 1040. I have another guest with more insight on how we can all achieve that cerebral edge goal of making you 1% better every day. I'm Coach Chris. She's Coach Kristen. Until next time, stay strong.